Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In this episode, we're going to talk about the benefits of buying property off market, because the market has definitely shifted a little bit since this time last year. Last year, we were dealing with very much a seller's market, and now it's pivoted to a buyer's market. And what we mean by that, it's a market that is to the benefit of the buyer right now. This time last year, people were tripping over themselves, paying above the asking price because there was so much interest and heat in the market. And now it's the complete reverse. Buyers are actually afraid, and it's the law of supply and demand. There's simply not enough demand. Not so much that people don't want or need property, it's just that they're unable to execute or unwilling to. Whatever the reason, there are fewer buyers around, which means there is more supply than there should be, and sellers are having to meet the market. So buyers very much hold the cards when it comes to the negotiation process. The reason buyers are reluctant to make a move and pull the trigger in this market is probably a few reasons. The first is that they're unable to get finance at the higher levels. So across Australia, property prices have pretty much fallen. The worst fall the other week, CoreLogic said, was in the Sydney market, where prices have tumbled on average 10%, which is a big jump. And from that, it means that banks are valuing properties lower. When we were getting record prices, you could find comparable prices for pretty much any property you wanted. Now banks are being super conservative, or at least the valuers are, because prices probably have further to fall in that interest rates are going up further. The other thing that is holding prices back and stopping buyers from offering above the odds and keeping the market very competitive is that buyers can't get the finance that they could a year ago. So remember, the official interest rate a year ago was 0.1%. Since then, we've had a year of rate rises, even though it hasn't actually been 12 months technically. We've had a good 12 months worth of rate rises. Some of those rises, in fact, the lion's share of them, have been 0.5% rate rises, which is effectively rates normally move at 0.25% each month if they're going to move at all. And we've had several months now where it's double rate rises. What that's meant is that banks will assess serviceability at 2.5% above the Reserve Bank rate, or the rate that people would normally be paying. So let's say, for example, you're signing up for a loan or applying for a loan, and the interest rate the bank is offering you is 4.5%. They're not going to assess you at 4.5%. They're going to assess you at 6%. And what that means is if you can afford to pay at 6 or 6.5%, you will get qualify for the loan. Now, of course, a few months ago and before rate rises started, we were looking at home loan rates like 2% was a pretty high rate. So you were being assessed at 4.5%, that is 2.5% above the 2% rate that you were looking to borrow at. So it just means that fewer people are able to qualify for loans. And add to that the fact that inflation is really high. So everything is costing more, from petrol to bread and just common consumables, and the cost of paying our mortgage. So how does that all translate? And you may be saying, what's the relevance, Dom, of that in whether I buy a property on market or off market? Well, a year ago, there were way more buyers than sellers. And interest rates were really low. Money was really cheap. Anyone with a pulse could probably qualify for a loan and go out and buy a property. Things have changed now. Instead of prices going up, prices are coming down. There are more sellers than there are buyers. There's no urgency for buyers. In fact, buyers are a little bit fearful, and they're only making a move when they're absolutely sure there is plenty of meat in the deal or a significant discount to market. Which means that a year ago, when off-market was the way to go because you didn't have to compete with a whole lot of other people, probably now the bias would be towards on-market. I mean, let's think about it. People won't sell in this market unless they need to or they have to. A year ago, people were selling because they could, and they could hold out for a really high price, and it was an informed decision. Now, you would, if you could, hold on if money was important to you. If you wanted to get the highest price for your property as a seller and you had the luxury of choice, you would probably sit and wait out this market and maybe make a move later in 2023, 2024, when things have stabilized a bit. If you're selling now, it's because as a seller, you want to, you need to, and you're ready, you're doing it eyes wide open to meet the market and what the market will pay. If you had no intention or no thought of selling and you got a letter in the mail that said, hey, how about you sell your property to me? You'd kind of be thinking, yeah, well, it's not really a seller's market, so why wouldn't I wait? That's all a long way of saying that what we're seeing in our property lovers community is people getting better deals now on market than they did 12 months ago. So with an on market deal, someone has gone to a lot of trouble and effort to get their property ready for sale. They've probably talked to a whole lot of agents, they've got an indication of what they could expect, and they've marketed the property and they've spent time and money doing that, probably fixed it up, got a styling package in there. They're serious about making a move and selling their property. The problem is, for them, they don't have people beating down their doors. So most sellers right now are negotiable. They're on the market because they want to and they need to sell. So you know it's just a matter of getting the right terms together. And if you can give them an offer that they can live with, they're likely to make a move. And as a buyer, you can be more relaxed about it because you're probably not going to compete with 10 other people who are going to bid the price up. So then it becomes a question of, where do you spend more of your time? Yep, you can send out a whole lot of letters and look for an off-market deal. But the benefits of buying off market are that you're going to beat other buyers. Not really a high priority right now because there aren't many other buyers for you to beat. Secondly, it's beneficial for a seller because the seller doesn't have to pay agent's commission. They don't have to get a property ready for sale. Often if you're buying off market, you'll take it as is. And they can control the transaction a bit more. For example, you're probably more flexible on terms. They can move out when they want to move out. And it's less of a formal discussion. Plus, there's not the other third party in the marriage or in the relationship to consider, and that is the agent. Because often an agent isn't open to more flexible terms because they just want an ordinary sale and they want to get paid their commission. Now, there's no right or wrong with any of this. There's pros and cons both ways. But if you're looking to buy now and you're seizing the opportunity of a down market, then probably on market, you've got better odds just because of the low-hanging fruit phenomenon. With off market, it's great. There's more flexibility, there's less competition. But are those really concerns right now? And secondly, what's going to be your return on investment for your time and effort of seeking out a property off market? The sellers may not be as motivated. You may have to talk them into selling because they haven't already made that decision and listed it with an agent. They're not prepared to meet the market. A year ago, sellers off market would say, you know what? I think it may be the time to sell because the neighbors just sold, two doors down sold, and they've got dollar signs in their eyes as sellers because properties are going up in value. It's actually the opposite now. So if you're approaching someone off market, they'll probably want to say to you, oh yeah, but next door sold a year ago for X dollars, and you'll have to educate them that, yeah, a year ago's prices are not today's prices. So you can't expect to get what your neighbor got a year ago. And that's a whole exercise in emotional intelligence, managing communications and expectations, and having to condition a seller. The good news with buying on market is that agents do all the heavy lifting for you. The agent has probably already spoken to the seller, said the market's not as good, but having said that, the buyers are still out there and we'll do a campaign and X, Y, and Z. And the seller has probably experienced the market a bit firsthand. If it's on market, maybe it's already got passed in at auction. Maybe someone has looked at it, and this is happening more frequently now. They've indicated that they want to buy it, they've made an offer, but then their finance has fallen over because banks aren't lending as freely. So all in all, on market, you've got a seller who's keen to sell, motivated to sell, has spent time and money getting to market, and is quite conditioned about the state of the market. A lot of sellers think, I'm going to get top dollar. They love their property, they're emotional about their property, and they need to have it tested on market to see that, yeah, it actually is a buyer's market. If you're buying off market now, you'll have to do a lot of that work to get a seller to the point of wanting to sell to you and managing their expectations in a down market, because they'll probably see it all as upside. That's not to say that deals can't be done off market. It's just that it's quicker and easier in a market like this to buy on market. And that means you can make competitive offers, you can look at the volume that's out there, and you can know that every seller that you're dealing with is really serious about selling, that they know that it's probably not the right market, but there are other considerations going on for them. It's not so much about price, it's about the necessity to sell. So there's a lot more distress sales, deceased estates, motivated sellers wanting to move. And that's all exacerbated this time of year with the artificial deadline of Christmas. In some states, land tax falls due on investment properties held as at the 31st of December. So people are wanting to offload them up there because the discount on price that they may give to you in moving before Christmas is going to be less than what they pay in land tax. People crave certainty at the Christmas period because pretty much by early mid-December, the market has died and you're competing as a seller with Santa, and Santa always wins. In other words, buyers sort of dry up getting closer to Christmas. They're worried about Christmas dinner, the turkey, where they're going on holidays in the new year, that sort of stuff. So buying a property, it is probably not an ideal time for them. And the market doesn't really come back in Australia until February. So for a seller, especially if you've got your property on market, you're looking at a styling package, more mortgage expenses, tax that will fall due, and you're hemorrhaging money over several months of downtime. So sellers become very motivated before Christmas. They'll drop their prices just to get certainty and to get a sale before the end of the year. So it's great for you as a buyer to leverage that and look at properties on market closer to Christmas, because that's when sellers get really motivated and are going to drop the price. Also, if they're on market, they're not that concerned, I would say, in this market about getting top dollar. If you really wanted top dollar and getting the maximum for your property was a major concern for you, you probably would sit tight and not list it for another year until things were more certain or the market turned a bit. If you're selling now, it's probably because you need the money now, or there's some other consideration that doesn't sound in money. For example, a downsizer wanting to move somewhere else, elderly people going into a home. It's not really about holding out for top dollar. It's about the timing of things, and they're ready to meet the market and lower the price for the certainty of a sale and getting their money now. For whatever reason, though, it's easier to negotiate in this market on market. You've got an agent who will be the go-between between you and a seller, so less work, less negotiation for you, and you're spoiled for choice in a buyer's market. That means you can put in lots of offers, you can lowball, and if you've been looking for an opportunity to pitch a more creative offer, in other words, maybe a long settlement, maybe terms where you can go in and put plans through council and buy some time, these are the flexible terms that sellers are open to on market in a market like this. So no definitive answer, but if you're looking for fast results, especially this side of Christmas, probably on market is the place to start your searching. If you want to know more about strategies for buying properties, especially distressed properties from motivated sellers in this market, check out some of our courses and programs on our website at the link below, and look forward to our paths crossing so that I can give you more information, especially live this side of Christmas. We are passionate here at the DG Institute about helping people launch and progress along their property journey, and we have some free resources to really help you do that. First of all, we have our Real Estate Rescue Introductory Program, which is all about getting you up and running when it comes to buying under-market distressed properties from really motivated sellers. You can get access to that program for free right now by going to www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse1. That's www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse and then the number 1. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.